ever driven the Great River Road along the Mississippi River on Wisconsin's western border? Do you live in one of the 33 towns that dot Wisconsin's only designated National Scenic Byway? We will travel the Great River Road this hour and welcome your suggestions for places to stop and questions about what we can see on what has been called the best drive in the Midwest. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, September 6th. September is National Drive the Great River Road Month, and there are lots of things happening because it is also the 75th anniversary of this road. I know I plan on taking the drive later this month, and I'm looking for your recommendations. Tell Joy where to go on the Great River Road. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are very happy to have with us Kathy Goodman, chair of the promotion committee for the Wisconsin Great River Road. She joins us from Alma, which is one of the 33 towns along the Mississippi River through which the road passes. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
You know what, Kathy? I think I have been mispronouncing the name of your town all my life. I've always said Alma, and it's Alma.
It's really Alma.
All right. Well, forgive me if I slip, but I'll try not to.
No problem.
So Alma is, that was one of the recommendations of one of our listeners. There's some beautiful scenic overlook somewhere near Alma.
Yes, the top of the bluff overlooking Alma is Buena Vista Overlook and Park, and it's a city park, and it was donated by the family in town because everybody kept climbing to the top of the bluff and looking out over the river. And it's got the largest natural balcony overlooking the entire Mississippi River.
Well, I'm going to definitely have to go there. So let's talk a little bit about all the happenings that are going on, because not only is it the Drive the Great River Road Month, but it's also the road's 75th anniversary. So what message do you want to get across to people?
Well, we really appreciate that Governor Scott Walker declared 2013, the year of the Wisconsin Great River Road. He issued a proclamation in January, and we've had about 20 events up and down the river system along State Highway 35, which is the Great River Road, throughout the year. But now with September coming on, it's been declared the month of the Great River Road, and there'll be a lot of events and things going on in small community towns, usually events that already were taking place, but they're focusing on the 75th anniversary.
So give us a very brief, let's say, you know, minute or so profile of the Great River Road.
Well, it was established in 1938 by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It's a 10-state system. It runs from northern Wisconsin all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. And these 10 states work collectively to manage the road and projects, scenic vistas, interpretive centers, improvement of the roads and views from the roads throughout the whole 10-state, 3,000-mile system.
3,000 miles of it, yeah. So this runs from where to where in Wisconsin?
It runs from Prescott in northern Wisconsin all the way to Keeler, right before you hit the Illinois state line, along Wisconsin State Highway 35, which actually happens to be the longest highway in the state. It's a two-lane road. And in the 1920s, when they were deciding to put Wisconsin State Highway 35 together by tying together all these little rural roads, it was declared a superhighway project. And today, the two-lane road, people would not drive it thinking it is a superhighway.
But it is super in terms of the scenic beauty and everything that you can see along the way. In fact, it is Wisconsin's only... What is it called? A scenic...
National Scenic Byway.
Scenic Byway. So what does that designation mean?
Well, we're designated nationally as a scenic byway, and there are protections that come along with that. And in the past, there's been funding at a national level for projects for improvement. Over the last 10 years, almost $6 million has been spent through funding through the National Scenic Byway funds to improve the highway. And not just the road, but to give you scenic vistas, to open up views for folks, to preserve architectural, archaeological, and historical resources.
This sounds like it's too big of a project to do in just a day, isn't it?
It's we're 250 miles in Wisconsin with our Great River Road segment, and you could just drive right through it, but you would miss so much along the way.
So, what advice do you have for me or for anyone who wants to check out the Great River Road?
Well, because we're on the western shore of Wisconsin, you can reach us from several points. Interstate 90 to the north, Interstate 94 in the middle, and come over to the west coast of Wisconsin and then move up or down the road. A lot of folks come in at the La Crosse point with Interstate 94 and then choose an upper route or a lower route. In talking with them as I work on events throughout the year, they always give us their favorites. And they go, oh, I haven't gone north. Oh, I haven't gone south. And, you know, there's so much to see, they'll have to tie that in.
If I want to go to Alma, I want to go to the north.
To the north. Mm-hmm. We're about an hour north of La Crosse.
Yeah. And are there any special activities or events or promotions planned along the Great River Road this month because of the designation and the anniversary?
Well, starting today in Prescott, running September 6th, 7th, and 8th, is Prescott Days, and they've chosen as their theme the anniversary of the 75th anniversary of the Great River Road. So this is an annual event in Prescott, but they've decided that they wanted to promote this anniversary. They are directly on the road. They have an interpretive center there in Prescott with a wonderful overlook over the river. So that's the first one. And then also on this weekend, if you choose to go south in Prairie du Chien, is the Villa Louie Carriage Classic, where they'll be running carriage races with beautiful horse-drawn vehicles all over the grounds of Villa Louie in Prairie du Chien, which, you know, is a state historical site, also an interpretive center of the Wisconsin Great River Road. So you can go north or south this weekend and have two great events.
Sounds great. We will ask our listeners, too, if they have questions or recommendations. We'll talk about some of the things we can do in Prescott or in Prairie du Chien or in other towns that are along the Great River Road, places to go to eat, to stay overnight if you want to do that. Let us know if you have some suggestions. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about driving the Great River Road along the Mississippi River on Wisconsin's west coast. And we wonder if you live in one of the 33 towns that dot Wisconsin's only designated National Scenic Byway. And what should we do if we visit? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with Kathy Goodman. She is chair of the promotion committee for the Wisconsin Great River Road. She joins us from Alma, which is one of the 33 towns along the Mississippi River and the Great River Road. September is Drive the Great River Road month, and this is also the 75th anniversary of this road. Liz in Viroqua is with us first. Hi, Liz.
Hi. Well, I plan to go there next week. That's coincidence. I'm going to take Highway 56 west out of Viroqua to Genoa, where Lock and Dam number 8 is. That's always a thrill to see barges and boats go through that. I took some friends from Hong Kong to see it 2 weekends ago, and we got to see barges go through, and they were just amazed. I grew up in New Orleans at the other end of this river. So it's a lot cleaner up at this end. It's a lot bigger down there. And I grew up not far from the Great River Road, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to go down to Prairie du Chien and go to Villa Louie and then head back up and hit the Mount Sterling Goat Cheese Co-op, which isn't that far east of the river. It's going to be a nice little trip, and I'll tell you, that drive is just gorgeous.
Sounds like you've done this once or twice, Liz.
This is my new way to get to La Crosse.
Now, where are those barges?
Well, the ones I see are at Lock and Dam number 8 in Genoa, And they go through the lock to get, it's like a set of water stairs. There's 29 of them along the Mississippi River between northern Wisconsin and St. Louis. So otherwise, big boats couldn't get up the river.
Right, Joy, this is Kathy. We have six lock and dams up and down the Mississippi River on the Wisconsin side. They start in Alma, Fountain City, Trempealeau, La Crosse, Genoa, and Linksville.
Yes.
Well, apparently it's popular. We have Dusty on Twitter who says the Great River Road is one of the best motorcycling destinations in the state, and he recommends stop to watch the barges in the locks with lunch.
It's wonderful because you can sit there and actually see how a barge works, how a lock works, and going through that. The other wonderful thing is that the Mississippi Queen is back on the river, and last weekend I got to enjoy watching the Queen as she was locking through Lock and Dam number 4 in Alma, and it was just a beautiful sight.
And when you say the Mississippi Queen is back on the river, has she been off it for a while?
Well, it's a new boat.
Oh, okay.
And they started cruising the Mississippi River last summer. Prior to that, we had other river boats, but they're gone. From the river, so it's so nice to have a riverboat back on the Mississippi, upper Mississippi.
Liz just dropped off. I was going to go back to her to talk about. She wants to tell us a little bit about this Villa Louis that you mentioned as well.
Well, Prairie du Chien is the second oldest community in Wisconsin, and settlers came through water to reach our state, and they came through Lake Michigan. To reach the eastern shore, and they came up the Mississippi River to reach the western shore. And Prairie du Chien, because of the rivers that come together and where it's located, was a great settlement area for fur traders. And Villa Louis is a restored estate from that era.
Mm-hmm. And then she talked about, I wrote it down. I just wrote down cheese.
But, let me tell you, people don't realize we have wonderful wine and cheese tours all up and down the river. We have 18 places where you can get locally produced wines. And we have 15 places where you can get locally produced cheese. And it's just a wonderful way to sip and eat your way up and down the river.
How can I find out all 18 places?
well, our visitor guide has that information, but also if you visit our website, we have all of that information listed. We focused quite a bit on agricultural resources because tourists are now really searching out farmers markets and cheese factories, locally made or sourced foods, the wine factories, all of that, the vineyards. And our website is wigreatriverroad.com.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Kathy Goodman, chair of the promotion committee for the Wisconsin Great River Road. We are talking about things to do, places to see, sites to see on the Great River Road, which runs along the Mississippi River in western Wisconsin. And we welcome your questions for her, and we welcome your recommendations. Tell Joy where to go on the Great River Road. I'm planning a trip for later this month. I might have to go a couple of different times, though. There's so much to see and do. What do you recommend? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we do, by the way, have a link to the Great River Road website on our Facebook page, so you can check that out there. Anita on Facebook says, stop in Nelson at the Creamery and have one of their wonderful deli sandwiches. Then head to Pepin and stop at the flea market. Then on to the Stockholm Pie Company and the Stockholm Museum. The pie is the best you'll ever have, and the museum is free and filled with articles from the first Swedish settlers and their history. Wind down the afternoon with a stop at the Maiden Rock Cidery and sample all of their varieties of hard cider. I feel so lucky to live within an hour of all of this. Wow, Anita needs to start working for the Great River Road Committee.
Well, we're a group of volunteers, and we'd love to have her.
That sounds just wonderful. Lots of great places to eat in all of these towns as well, I take it.
Yes. A lot of small local mom-and-pop businesses dot the entire 250-mile length of the Wisconsin Great River Road. You won't find a lot of chain restaurants and those kinds of things until you get to some of the larger communities, obviously in La Crosse and Prairie du Chien. But in these smaller river towns, there's no fast food. It's all locally produced and just wonderful.
Yeah, I mean that. I'm going to have to check out the Stockholm Pie Company, but I do want to stop at Stockholm. It was recommended to me by Gary Knowles, who's a regular guest on this program, as a really cool town to go to. I'm sure all of them are cool, but he said it's a real artsy community. Is that right?
It is, and each year they host in August the Stockholm Art Fair, and 10,000 people come to a town of under 100. To celebrate art with a lot of local and regional artists showing their wares. And then the town itself has several small shops that offer local artisan works for viewing and for purchase.
Sounds great. Let's go to John in Dubuque, Iowa. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What do you recommend?
Every year we go up to La Crosse, Wisconsin for Oktoberfest, and we take 35. And about that time, all the leaves start to change. It's just an amazing sight through the bluffs.
Oh, wonderful.
And also, I'd recommend that if you're a fisherman, a trout fisherman or a fly fisherman or any kind of fisherman, to take your pole with you.
Do you have a secret spot you want to share, John?
No, I'm going to keep that one myself.
Yeah. Well, that sounds really good. Yeah, is Oktoberfest, that's usually the last weekend in September or last week in September, isn't it?
Yes,
the last full week in September.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what about the leaves? When do they start turning along the Great River Road, Kathy?
Well, it depends on weather conditions, but generally the end of September and all of October, you'll have a wonderful drive with beautiful colors all along the Great River Road. Because so much of the hillsides, the bluff sides, are not developed, there's wonderful views of fall color, and the road's not crowded. So it's not like you're going to be creeping along because there's so many cars along the road. You really get to enjoy the fall.
Yeah. There was on TravelWisconsin.com some suggested fall drives on Wisconsin's Great River Road. I can imagine that just must be spectacular in Alma, right? By that overlook?
By the overlook, yes. And the secret to the Great River Road is it may be 250 miles long, but you're on the edge of the state. So if you drive inland just a short way on any of the little back roads along the route, you find beautiful coulees and lots and lots of color. And you're in nature almost by yourself.
I know that that's coulee country, but I'm not sure I know exactly what a coulee is.
It's a valley.
Okay. It sounds neat to call it a coulee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, John says he's gonna go fishing for some trout. Any other fishing recommendations?
Yeah, let me give you some. Below 5 of the lock and dams are fishing floats. These are floats that have been there for generations. You don't drive to them. You drive to the river, and usually you get picked up and taken out by water vehicle out to the fishing float. You can make a day of it or a morning or an afternoon. The cost to fish is just a few dollars a day, and they usually have bait tackle, can even rent you poles, will cook you lunch, will cook your fish, will clean your fish, so you can walk home with your catch of the day and enjoy it. And the Great Alma Fishing Float in Alma, the Trempolo Fishing Barge in Trempolo, Best Dam Fishing Float in Dresbach, Clements Fishing Barge in Genoa, and the Hubbard's Fishing Float in Linksville.
Very neat.
And again, all that information is on our website.
And we have Steve, who called in from Door County, and he wants to know, have you ever gone up the Minnesota side of the river and down the Wisconsin side? I went up Highway 16 and down Highway 35. What a great ride.
We have. Yeah, I go over to the Minnesota side so I can see the bluffs on the Wisconsin side.
Ah.
Beautiful view. And, of course, the Minnesota folks will come down our side to see the bluffs on the Minnesota side. We have bluffs on both sides, and just beautiful views, whether you're going up one state's road in Minnesota and down another state's road in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so is there a friendly rivalry between the sides or not?
There is. And in fact, it's existed since the 1920s when Interstate 94 came in to La Crosse. There was a huge controversy that if we didn't develop our road along the river in Wisconsin, both north and south, all those tourists were going to go to Minnesota. So that was an impetus to get the road together, and it ended up then from the 20s becoming the Great River Road system and the Mississippi River Parkway in 1938.
We just have a minute before a news break, and then we'll be back, but can you bike the Great River Road?
About 93% of the Great River Road is bikeable, and the reason that I differentiate that is some of the shoulders aren't that wide, so if you're not comfortable doing road biking, you'd want to be cautious there. But the majority of the road, the shoulders are wide enough for biking, and we have folks that will bike the entire route during the summer.
Well, I am looking forward to my trip to western Wisconsin to drive the Great River Road along the Mississippi. We are talking with Kathy Goodman. She is talking with us from Alma, which is one of the 33 towns along the Great River Road. And we are welcoming your questions and your recommendations. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We will continue our discussion on the Great River Road along the Mississippi and what we can see and do along the way. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Friday, September 6th. First, though, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Ken Salwi has been called the last of the river rats, a modern-day hermit who made his life and living along the Mississippi River. He tells us about a lifestyle that has all but disappeared in the modern world.
Most people are fascinated by running water, whether it's a small river, a tributary to a big river, or, of course, the greatest river in North America, the Mississippi River. And when you sit around on the banks of the river, it draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life. A river rat, in my case, is somebody who made a living trapping, hunting, fishing, digging roots, collecting herbs, living an old-style way of life. And I did that for 28 years in a place called the Whitman Swamp, which is a 6,000-acre backwater swamp of the Mississippi River in Buffalo County, Wisconsin. The river rat is named after an icon of the river, the muskrat. And I'm very proud of that because the muskrat is a wonderful little critter. John Matson, however, wrote a book called Up on the River, and in it, he defined a river rat as somebody who's too crazy to freeze to death, too full of hot air to drown, and too darn ornery and independent to call anybody boss. And I always say, amen, brother. I was born in the hill country of Buffalo County, and the hill country of Buffalo County is a mini Appalachia. It's very steep and rugged, and there's very few people. There's one stoplight in Buffalo County, and we blame that on Winona, Minnesota. I, of course, went to a little one-room country school and didn't pay attention, and so my career opportunities were limited, so to speak. And a lot of my relatives were river rats, and there were river rats in every little river town all the way up and down the river. Whole families made a living, as I did. It's a seasonal thing. You work and play and rest and live according to nature's rhythms. And, of course, times changed. River rats have disappeared. I don't know that there'll be anybody coming along to make a living with the river. The days were long, but I never considered it to be work. If you can go to work every morning and be happy to do it, why, there is nothing better.
Commentator Kenny Salway is a storyteller, educator, and author of several books, including Muskrat for Supper, Exploring the Natural World with the Last River Rat. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Kathy Goodman, chair of the promotion committee for the Wisconsin Great River Road. September is Drive the Great River Road Month, and we are taking a ride on the radio through some of the 33 towns that are on the road in Wisconsin. And we're welcoming your questions, your recommendations of things to do and places to see on the Great River Road. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. You know, I'm wondering, Kathy, just a reaction to that piece. You don't have river rats anymore along the Great River Road?
Oh, we have Kenny Salway. He lives here in Alma.
Oh, he does.
Yes, and so I'm so privileged to be able to know him and to be able to listen to his talks. In fact, he spoke at the Alma Art Music Festival on Labor Day weekend, and everyone was there to hear Kenny talk.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. It, you know, I talked to an author of a book called Old Man River just the other day here on the show, and we just talked very briefly about whether there was a difference in the culture of river towns than perhaps cities and other, you know, communities inland. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on that.
Well, there are. We have 33 historic, and they are historic, river towns along the Great River Road. They've been here since the 19th century or later. And you know, they've grown up with it. They've grown up with the river there beside them, so they don't walk out the door and say, oh, my gosh, look at the river.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that bald eagle flying. You know, they see that every day. And the traffic, there is none. Stoplights. Kenny said we had one stoplight in Buffalo County, and it's true, just to let the folks from Winona come over to the state. And, you know, it's just a different way of life. And you'll notice that as you go up and down the river. I would recommend if folks are driving and they intend to spend the night that they do a little calling ahead to find a place to stay. There is lodging along the river, but it's not chain lodging and it might fill up. But they'll always help you find another place if they're full to stay. There are restaurants, but there aren't a lot of restaurants. You know, you just have to do a little pre-planning, but it's just a fun way to get out and drive.
Yeah, and where am I going to see some of that wildlife all along the river road?
Well, we are a major flyway for waterfowl and birds along the Mississippi. They every spring and every fall. So in the spring months and in the fall months, the air will be filled with wildlife as they move from north to south or south to north along the route. That's mainly what we see: pelicans, bald eagles, herons, tundra swans, egrets, all sorts of ducks and wonderful things. Ferryville has just an invasion of canvasback ducks. And it's just beautiful.
And you also have some beautiful state parks, don't you?
We do. The Upper Mississippi National Wildlife Refuge was established by Congress in 1924. And that covers almost two-thirds of the waterway along the Great River Road. And then Trempealeau National Wildlife Refuge was established. As far as state parks, we have Kinnickinnick in Pierce County, Merrick in Fountain City, Perot in Trempealeau, the Great River State Trail, which is a bike and pedestrian trail in La Crosse and Onalaska and Trempealeau, Wyalusing in Wyalusing, and Nelson Dewey State Park in Cassville.
Lots of them. And we have lots of callers, too. So let me go to Sarah in Madison next. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. And I'm really looking forward to this recommendation.
Well, I used to live in Trempealeau. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can stay and eat at the Trempealeau Hotel. And there's another really good cafe that recently opened by a good friend of mine who used to be the head chef at the Trempealeau Hotel called Mississippi's Rivertown Bistro. And you can get breakfast there, which you can't at the hotel, along with lunches. And it's a great little local cafe, and you can really get to know some of the locals. And Max grew up in Trempealeau, so he can give you lots of great information on other things to do while you're in the area.
That's good to know. Thanks very much. I know I've been meaning to and plan to when I get over there for my trip. I wanted to stop at the Trempealeau Hotel for the Walnut Burger.
Well, of course.
Yeah, it's really well known. It's they sell it in other parts, but I want to go where it started. Did Max create that?
I don't believe so, but he does know the secret recipe, and he will not share it.
All right. So, Kathy, a reaction?
That's true.
He won't share the recipe.
He won't share the recipe. It's a town secret that does not leave.
Yeah. Let's go next to Doug in La Crosse. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Joy. What a wonderful program you have.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I'm calling in to invite anyone to join me down at Historic La Crosse downtown. I frequent a pub downtown called John's Bar, where I wear my Minnesota Viking attire because I'm a border battle kind of guy, and we like to stir it up down there. That's one great place to go to for us.
A border battle kind of guy?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Also, there's a great restaurant in town that was featured in Wisconsin Life a few months ago called Rosie's Cafe. Real small mom-and-pop place. And finally, if you're in La Crosse, you have got to stop at the historic Pump House. Regional Arts Center. It's a wonderful historic building downtown La Crosse. It used to pump water out of the river to energize fire hydrants in the fire district. And right around the turn of the century, it was taken out of commission because La Crosse grew so fast. It's a wonderful place to visit.
Sounds like it, Doug. Thanks very much. I have done a little bit of visiting in La Crosse. I had a niece who was going to school there, and I did Granddad's Bluff this year. I loved it. Kathy, any response?
I think La Crosse has an advantage. They have two Mississippi River bridges, so they can bring those folks from Minnesota into La Crosse a little bit easier into the state, and it's great access for them.
Joe on Facebook recommends the Harbor View Cafe in Pepin. So thank you very much, Joe. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Pepin because that's isn't that the hometown of Laura Ingalls Wilder?
It is. Pepin County is where Laura Ingalls Wilder was born, and they have a reconstructed cabin on that birthplace site. And then the town itself of Pepin has a museum, just newly renovated with a lot more new space, and will be dedicated this next weekend. It's Laura Days on September 14th and 15th in Pepin. And people come from all over the country and actually all over the world to celebrate Laura Ingalls Wilder at Pepin Days, Laura Days in Pepin, Wisconsin.
And that's next weekend.
Next weekend.
Super. Mm-hmm. We are talking about the many things to do and places to see along the Great River Road. And we're welcoming your questions. We're welcoming your recommendations. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldier's Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newbrook Corners, Piper'sville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is a Great River Road edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Every Friday we talk about something special about Wisconsin or Wisconsin life. And I often ask you to tell me where to go, what to see, what to eat, what to do in a particular region of the state. If you live along the Great River Road, we invite you to brag about your town. If you've taken the drive along the 250 miles of the Great River Road in Wisconsin, and want to highlight a great scenic point or historical site or a great place to play or eat, we welcome that at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. In honor of September being National Drive the Great River Road Month and the Great River Road's 75th anniversary this year, we are talking with Kathy Goodman, chair of the promotion committee for the Wisconsin Great River Road. She lives in Alma, which is one of the 33 towns along the Mississippi River through which the Great River Road passes. And we do welcome your input. Robin in Ferryville is with us next. Hi, Robin. What do you recommend? Good morning.
Hi. I recommend the Ferryville area and the DeSoto area because I'm a teacher, and we've engaged our students in some conservation work in the bluffs and in cleaning up roadsides and learning about the river with the Mississippi Valley Conservancy and the Friends of Pool 9. So I highly recommend that you come out and visit Ferryville and DeSoto, great small communities with lots of heart and excellent views of Lake Winnipesaukee and just a wonderful place to be.
Sounds like it. And what a, sounds like a great project, Kathy.
It does, and we really appreciate that work. You know, the State Highway Department, Wisconsin, really supports us, but, you know, those local cleanup efforts are really important for all of us because there's not the kind of funding needed to be able to keep it pristine and beautiful for our visitors and for the folks that live along the road.
Well, I was told that I should go to Fountain City and see the boulder. What is this?
Well, you know, we do have in Wisconsin House on the Rock, but in Fountain City, they have Rock in the House.
Rock in the House.
Rock in the House. It's a huge boulder. This boulder fell off Eagle Bluff in Fountain City. It actually fell twice. There were two different boulders that came down, and the second time they just gave up, left the boulder in the middle of the house, and opened a museum. So you can come by and take a look at the boulder in the middle of the house, and it basically takes up the entire room.
Well, talk about roadside attractions.
That's definitely one of them.
All right, well, put that on the list. Is there anything else, any other special events that are happening? We talked about Prescott Days this weekend, Laura Ingle or Laura Days next weekend in Pepin. Any other?
And then we have Oktoberfest at the end of the month, the beginning of October in La Crosse. So those are the four main events going on this month along the road. But, you know, we're not an event-driven area.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of these small river towns has something to offer as you go through. Many of them are National Historic Districts. Take Alma, for example, over 300 acres and 220 buildings. Virtually the entire town is a National Historic District. So there's just a lot to see and do. There are two things that I might mention. One is the Cassville Car Ferry.
Okay.
Step back into the 19th century, take a car ferry across the Mississippi River. That's how they used to get from one state to the other, from
Neat.
Iowa, Turkey River, Millville, Iowa, to Cassville in Wisconsin. And that ferry's still operating.
Let me jump in because Carol in Gutenberg, Iowa, apparently has done that. Hi, Carol.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm kind of a self-promoter this morning, but I was going to ask Kathy to mention the car ferry because that's such a unique experience. And then if you want, you can do a circle, get on the car ferry and come up through Guttenberg and stop at my honey stand at Guttenberg. It's at the scenic south overlook. And I have... my honey was in Midwest Living Magazine in June,
and I bought your honey last year.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Carol, be sure to do that. So where do I jump on this car ferry in Iowa, Kathy?
Well, you can either get on in Cassville, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and that's right next to the Stonefield, which is a state agriculture and historic site in Cassville. And take it over to the Turkey River in Millville, Iowa, or you can catch the ferry in Iowa and come on over to Wisconsin.
It sounds wonderful. Thanks, Carol, very much for calling in. Jim in Glen Haven has a suggestion, too. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
If you want to really get the beauty of the drive, the Great River Drive, try and plan it so you can drive on the Iowa-Minnesota side in the morning, get the advantage of the sun, and drive the Wisconsin side in the afternoon. And also, if you're lucky enough to have a slightly overcast day, it eliminates the shadows, and the true beauty of the colors comes out in full color.
Beautiful. All right. Thanks very much for that suggestion. Let's take a couple more calls. Rachel in Mineral Point. Hi, Rachel.
Hi there. I just wanted to point out a little cafe in Cassville in case you're doing the ferry. It's called Fill My Cup. It's only open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but it's entirely volunteer run, and it has fantastic food, really cheap prices. It's run by a church, but they're not trying to convert you or anything.
No. What's the name of the shop?
Fill My Cup.
Fill My Cup. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Because we're running so short on time and we have callers, I want to try to get it to as many as possible. Eileen in Lancaster is with us. Hi, Eileen.
Hi. I think you should go to Sentinel Mound.
What is that all about?
Sentinel Mound is the home and the mother house of the Sentinel Dominican Sisters, but there are so many things to see there that we get over 32,000 visitors a year. There's the main chapel, which is just incredibly beautiful, stained glass, a fluted ceiling. There's really nothing like it in the area. And there's the pipe organ there, and they have concerts all summer on Wednesday nights, and there are two historical exhibits. One is about the Sentinel Dominicans themselves, and the other one is about Father Samuel Mazzucchelli.
Eileen, I'm sorry, because we're just about out of time. Thank you very much for the suggestion. I mean, there are a lot of mounds. The National Mound Monument or Effigy Monument is there, isn't it, Kathy?
It's across the river in Iowa. But the entire length of the Great River Road has both burial and effigy mounds all up and down the river route. And some of those are state protected now, and we have that information on our website.
All right, so we have just a minute to go. Is there a best kept secret of the Great River Road that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, in 2012, the road was voted prettiest drive ultimate summer road trip in America, beating out Hana Highway in Hawaii and Big Sur in California. That's pretty impressive. The Midwest National Scenic Byway in Wisconsin is just one of the best-kept secrets. A lot of folks don't know about it, but a treasure in Wisconsin.
Well, we'll see you soon. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Kathy Goodman, Chair of the Promotion Committee for the Wisconsin Great River Road. Thanks to Bill Martins for producing this program. Thanks to Christy Taylor for on-air direction. And thanks to Cynthia Schuster for on-air production. And thank you for all of your suggestions. You can continue to post suggestions on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page for the Great River Road. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.